Brno Industry 4.0 je komplexní platforma a iniciativa, která vzdělává, inspiruje, sdílí dobrou praxi, umožňuje setkávání a výměnu zkušeností odborníků z oblasti digitalizace a technologií pro moderní výrobu. Název Brno Industry 4.0 nese také podcast, který právě posloucháte. Podcast je realizován regionální hospodářskou komorou Brno ve spolupráci s Industry Clusterem 4.0 jako součást aktivit Enterprise Europe Network, mezinárodní sítě, která pomáhá malým a středním podnikům se vstupem na zahraniční trhy a podporuje inovace v podnikání. Možná ještě doplním, že průvodcem pořadu budu já, tedy Lukáš Smelík, a poprosím vás, abyste si udělali pohodlí a vstupte s námi do světa Industry, potažmo průmyslu 4.0. Náš podcast právě začíná.
Hi everyone. It's pleasure to introduce Jens Olaf Brede, the area sales manager at Beckhoff Automation for North and Eastern Europe. Jens Olaf brings over two decades of experience having worked on major international engineering projects and leading teams in automation, mechatronic and smart home systems. At Beckhoff, he's been instrumental in expanding the company's presence in Europe, helping it become a leader in automation technology. Today, as we celebrate the 10th anniversary of Beckhoff's presence in Czech and Slovak markets, Jens Olaf will share insight into industry trends and challenges across Europe and Beckhoff's future outlook. Jens Olaf, welcome. Let's begin our podcast.
Thanks for the introduction. I'm happy to be here. For me, it's also interesting to have this podcast, and welcome, audience.
Jens, one of the biggest topics for the Czech Republic are energy costs. What are the core challenge in other parts of Europe across industrial sectors, and maybe how the Beckhoff can help us to deal with this really great energy cost in present?
You're right. Energy cost, this is really top number one challenge we have all across Europe. Since the Russian aggression towards Ukraine, the energy prices ramped up rapidly. And that's a big challenge for all industries that take a lot of energy. So heavy industries like aluminum smelters to produce iron, chemical industry are suffering a lot. They have profited many decades from this cheap Russian gas they got. And so now they're forced to save energy. This was not that relevant for many years. And now they have to do that, so they have to look into optimization of the processes. And Beckhoff is assisting here with the products for measurement, because you need to understand the processes more in detail. And a lot of, for instance, chemical plants have very old DCS systems that are capable of handling the process, but not handling the huge amount of data for precise analysis. And we are contributing here to enable our customers to get more data, better process understanding, because before you can optimize the process, you need to measure what you currently have. And so this is, there are really interesting discussions with this industry where Beckhoff was not that introduced in this market. And this is now a very interesting move. And machine builders, they also have the challenge to have machines that are more energy efficient. So faster machines with less energy consumption, so less energy per product. And we have the right tools with modern software architecture and high-speed controllers to enable our machine builders to make faster machines with less energy consumption. And that's one. Another challenge that was there before the energy crisis was a lack of labor, qualified labor. And so this means you have to automate what can be automated. This is what we say. So you create new type of machines which can operate 24/7. Instead of single machines, you have a complete production line with winder, a production unwinder, something like that, stacking and stapling. So there's the level of automation is being raised, including logistics, storage, fully automated warehouses, and so on. So we have products for all these markets, and there's a huge demand, and we see this currently that is going on. A lot of countries have problems with people moving to the cities. So the countryside where they have productions and technology, they are afraid that they might lose this. And to keep this, they also need to raise the level of automation to keep the production there. And this is all helping Beckhoff to sell more products.
Okay, it seems there is a lot of challenges, and automation is in most of the time the solution. But I would like to know, you represent not only Czech, potentially the Slovak market, which we are dealing the mostly in this podcast. Can you see if the owners of industrial companies have similar troubles in Czech Republic and in the rest of the area you are covering, or we differ in some way, somehow, in Czech market?
I mean, the Czech market has a strong connection to the automotive industry. And the automotive industry is in a transition phase currently, from away from combustion engines, from fossil fuels to electric cars. And this this involves new technologies. And in some countries, there's an industry about batteries, battery clusters, and there's a lot of technology required. So I don't see that much in Czech Republic. Some other countries have some, let's say, hotspots where they develop this. For instance, I was in Norway beginning of the week, where energy costs really doesn't matter. It's quite low energy costs. And they have completely other business. They are focusing on hydrogen power for marine industry. So it's really diverse. Each country has its own challenges, its own markets. And there are just a few ones like Norway that are not suffering that much from this energy crisis currently.
Okay, when we are talking about the greatest trends in industry, I think nowadays is digitalization in general. Mm-hmm. Can you compare the maturity of digitalization of production plants between the so-called former Eastern and Western blocks? And maybe can we learn something from this difference and have some recommendation from different market for our Czech market?
I don't like this comparison with East and West so much.
But in Czech Republic, we still believe that it's different.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Okay. What I realized, and that's some customers of us are very progressive, and they want to have the latest, greatest technology, and others not. But that's not really related to East or West, but yeah, maybe you will find more traditional technologies in Czech Republic or Slovakia, and other countries are more progressive in developing something completely new. Some really new technology. If you speak about digitalization, it's not just getting away from paper, putting the processes into digital. It's also production methods like digital printing, printing on demand, increasing the flexibility of the machine, or 3D printing is another example. So it's a digitalization of the production itself, of the product. So each product is unique. And this is a big trend that I don't see that much in the East part. But it's also risky. You don't know whether this will last, this technology. So maybe that's a little difference I can see. But there are also examples where they are very progressing companies here and take the latest technology. And I believe that if we have a strong partner like Beckhoff and we see ourselves as a market leader for bringing really amazing new revolutionary products on the market, that a lot of our customers that are these so-called early adopters, that they are really successful on the market. On the other hand, I can understand if it's also a risk that you take to take the latest new technology that is not so established on the market. But I believe in technology. Our company owner, Hans Beckhoff, says the engineers have to save the world. It's a bit provocative, and you can also say, okay, the engineers brought the world into the state as it is now. But for sure, we can help to overcome challenges here with our technology.
Okay, and when we are talking about different markets, Czech and foreign, I would like to know, can you see any potential for Czech machine builders and engineering companies in foreign markets? I think especially when they are using Beckhoff technology, is there any potential to reach this foreign market?
I think so. First of all, Czechia has a very good education level, a lot of very good qualified engineers. And the salary costs are quite moderate. And if you invest now in production lines, very modern production lines, then you can keep this and be very productive. And in some countries with high labor costs, the only chance is to go somewhere else or raise the level of automation drastically. If you do this now, you can establish a high quality production and very efficient production here.
Okay. I have one question I ask your colleagues from Beckhoff a lot, but I would like to know your opinion on that. Because I don't know how it's possible that Beckhoff, you start as a family-owned company and you grown from small local player into, I would like to say, worldwide recognized leader in automation technology. And it was not take so much time because it's really short time from the garage to this global leader in automation. Right. How is it possible?
We're talking about 44 years. This is in comparison to other big players on the market. That's quite a short time. And it all basically starts with Mr. Hans Beckhoff, who is a physicist. He likes technology and understands the technology very deeply. And he started the company. He was working very close with customers. So he understands the demands from the market. He knows the machines. And he has a lot of ideas. And he managed to find the right people to develop the products further. And technology is the main focus. And we believe that when we have a very good technology, we will earn money with it. It's quite simple philosophy, but we don't look that much into Excel. How can we adjust the earnings first? We want to offer a very special benefit to our customers, and then we will earn money. This is the basic principle. Due to the fact that it's still family owned, we don't take money out, and the money we earn, we invest in the company, in new products, but also in the production facilities. We grew every year, basically, over the years. And we work very close with our customers. Our customers are our partners. We work together on a product to achieve the best for him. And we don't lose customers, usually. So over many years, we establish very strong connection, relationship with our customers. We have a very strong employee base. This means we don't lose employees usually. We don't lose know-how. This makes us also more efficient. And a very strong financial base because there's no money taken out. And we bring every year a few evolutions in products, improvements. But we say every 3 years, 4 years, we try to bring a revolution for the automation market. And all this combined is basically the recipe for this success.
Okay. I think I will ask you about the next revolution very near in the future. But right now, all this podcast is mostly about inspiration. Mm-hmm. Inspiration for our listener. Yep. And they would like to know how someone can do their success. And you have the customers in different markets. And if you can you name some examples of the companies, which is basically these early adopters, they are good at using automation tools. And tell us what the how this company looks like, how they use your tools to be the best on the market. And if there is something like this, can we learn from these companies how to make our own success in Czech market?
Mm-hmm. I need to explain a bit about our technology. Very often I say we sell, apart from products, we sell a philosophy. And this is the main software package we have. It's called TwinCut. It combines all other technologies, IOs, motion, measurement, calculation, data processing, vision. And it's apart from the excellent products we have, it's the complete system. You have one software package that you address everything. So there is no extra interface between two parts, so you don't lose a cycle or something like that. So it can be very fast, very performant, huge amount of data we can process. And this is quite relevant because you can't just focus on some single products. You need to see the whole system. And one customer that uses our technology just because of that is company HP Indigo. They make printing machines, digital printing machines. And the latest development, it's called V12. It's a digital printing machine for up to 6 colors, mainly with a focus on printing labels. They use our system to synchronize more than 100 axes. And they have one computer that controls the whole machine. And they are very flexible. They can change one parameter and they can make each product unique, can be different. And they gain speed and accuracy. And we talk about printing. You see immediately the result. You see the quality. If something is not okay, you see it immediately. So from the performance requirements, it's on the top end. And they say without our technology, they couldn't make this machine. They need high performance, high precision. And we offer both. Now you can say, okay, You don't need this for all kind of machines, but if you can increase the quality and you can increase the speed, then an impact could be that you save energy at the end, because the machine could be faster with optimization, saving energy in the same time. So that's another argument.
Okay, maybe let's talk about your technology. You were talking about some revolution for a couple of years. You are doing some revolution and always some evolution.
Right.
And I would like to know from your point of view, can you give us some examples of truly breakout technologies, what Beckhoff developed and offer right now? And if you can, maybe you can share the next revolution or not. I think maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us what you will be launching in a couple of years, and I will buy some stocks. You are not on the stock.
No, we are family-owned, and this will also stay
okay,
stay like
so
that.
So just tell us what's a really great technology Beckhoff offering right now.
One of the topics we had that is really a challenge for our customers are the labor costs, or have labor available. This is especially true for building cabinets, electrical enclosures. And we developed a system that you can eliminate that. So basically, all the components that you usually put inside an enclosure, we already sell it with the housing around. And instead of making an enclosure design, draw the schematics, you have a back plate where you snap modules on, and the design is done in a very short time with a configurator tool. So basically, you replace the entire enclosure and use these modules that are mounted next to the machine or on the machine. And this system is called MX System, and it reduces drastically the design, the amount of components you need, the space you need, and the time to market is much faster. You don't need its own department that making enclosures, or go to a panel builder that is doing this for you. So you can really focus on the core process of the machine, put your know-how there, instead of spending it with some other business that is, let's say, not the core business of the core know-how of your company. And this is the answer to a lot of problems. Some of our customers say, wow, with that system, we can keep the production here in the high salary country. We don't need to go to other country where we have low labor costs. And that's basically a revolution. It's a new way of thinking. It's to make machines without any enclosure. Just put the automation there where it's required. With pre-made cables, it's basically really plug and play. And there's a kind of analogy. A TV was really bulky in the 1970s. Two people to carry it, a lot of components inside, after tubes, they had transistors, but a lot of modules, a lot of boards. Now it's a single board and a huge display. The principle is similar, what we are doing here now.
Okay, let's talk about local office for now. We are here a little to celebrate 10 years anniversary in Czech and Slovakia. And from your point of view, how you stand in Czech and Slovak market? Do you have a lot of customers which is doing great job with your products, or maybe you need to do more, because nobody from Czech office is right now is not here, so you can tell us.
I can tell you a secret. We are just the two of us, right?
Yeah, it's two of us and some people may be listening, but we won't show it to the local office, so share your details.
I can tell you a secret. I'm very proud of them, because this is
really, I thought so.
This is really what matters. We have business numbers and they look really fantastic. They had a really steady growth over all the years. Last year it was quite big, 51% of growth. We had something to do with the delivery crisis and a huge boom of orders because of the reasons we also addressed before. But the main focus for me is also on the people. And we have a very stable team, a very good team that works very close together. And I'm really proud of that. And if everything runs smooth, that's easier to manage. Last year, with this extreme growth of orders and numbers, and the delivery crisis we had, it's challenging every company, but this team managed this quite smoothly. And this shows, if it's not so easy, how good the team is. And it worked out very, very good. And I'm very happy to be here and that we can celebrate that. Yeah.
Okay, I know that Bekov in general, also in Czech, there is a constant growth of everything, I can say.
Yeah.
And where on the one hand is the growth, you need to keep it by investing. And I would like to know which areas is for investing in Bekov right now?
Bekov is preparing also the next generation of products. So what we have done the past 44 years, we will keep going on. But on the other hand, we invest also locally. We want to be very close to our customers. We have now four offices here in Czech and also in Slovak. We want to be close to our customers geographically, but also to the market, to the customers, so we identify the needs. And each subsidiary is discussing with us what are the products that we need in the future, what are the challenges, and we combine this feedback and make the next products out of it. On the other hand, we have access to new technology that is coming up, and we bring this together and create the next products. So we will introduce a robot system in the next years. Name is Atro. We have already announced it. This is also a kind of revolution. It's a modular robot that you can assemble yourself. You define how many axes it has, and this is a revolution, but it's also an evolution, because it's existing products we already have. We have our own I/O, we have our own motors and so on. It's a combination from all of that. We have kinematics models in our software, and we combine this all to a new product. And we have shown this some years in advance, so our customers know what are the next steps Bekov is doing. Yeah. Another example where we invest is AI. We develop hardware to do that, but also in software. And we will bring out products that are easy to use. What can I do with AI, for instance? AI is a buzzword. The share prices of these companies go to the sky. What can I do with it? One example is if you have a drive, usual job is to drive from position A to B, and you need to be at B in a certain time. But if you use machine learning algorithms, you can also define, okay, I have a bit of time to go to B. Why do I need to go that fast? And if I have the second layer of controls on it, I can drive less fast. So I save energy and there's less stress on the mechanics. And so I save energy and the machine reliability is better. It will stay longer. So that's a very practical impact on such an algorithm. And we try to increase this usability of this products. And for sure, that's something there will be more to come. We have our own vision system, and that is also integrated in our product. And combined with AI, we will have new functionalities here. Because camera is also a big trend. It's a sensor that will become more and more cheaper and will replace a lot of other sensors because a camera can do everything.
Okay. Do you think that there is something like qualities or assets what can Central Europe use to be good in the stuff what we are doing on the industrial market? For example, in Czech Republic, we are still saying that we have a lot of clever people. My opinion is we are just lazy, so we need to be clever. But you can see a lot of markets, and in Central Europe, is there any qualities what differ from different market, and we need to use it to be really successful?
I think we need to keep the industry what we have here, and try to get industry back from what was shipped or shifted to Asia decades ago. It's a kind of political matter as well, but we see a lot of investments. Intel is building a factory in Germany, TSMC, a Taiwanese chip manufacturer as well, near Dresden. So there are already things under construction to re-establish technology, but this also means that we don't lose the know-how. If we have this know-how still, but if we don't do anything, we will lose it. For Czech Republic, you also have a very good know-how, a lot of skilled workers. You have to motivate them. I see a bit this trend of IT. A lot of people want to be in IT. Engineering, electrical engineers, automation engineers, it's not so attractive. And we have an issue here that we don't have enough. So one point is to make the engineering also easier. And you're right, lazy, it's a human nature, right? But it's also, it can be a big problem in some years or decades. So we have to keep this know-how level and try not to lose existing know-how, re-establish technology and keep it in Europe. So, but also be more progressive using new technologies. Try something new to take a bit more risk using new technologies. And sometimes in Germany, they hesitate about the data, how secure it is. And you have to balance between the benefits and the threats. Yeah. Has to be in a balance, but you can also talk too much and lose track here. Yeah.
Okay. And about this keeping the know-how, what will be the role of back of automation, how you would like to help the companies keep in track?
So Beckhoff itself has a very close cooperation with a local university. We have our own students, our own professors, and we invest in our own school and training. So we want to educate our customers. The local offices we have, it's not just a sales office. We also have a training capacity, and we make technology days with our customers to have a very good understanding what can be done and how. And I think as a market leader in some of the technologies, it's our job to explain these new technologies, what is behind. One example is our Xplanar project. It's a magnetic levitation. There are some tiles that move on a plane surface. It's a planar motor, and we need to tell our customers what can be done with it, and then you can make amazing products. This is how we can help to create a new kind of machine and keep our customers or bring our customers in business.
Okay, I mentioned a couple of times that there is a great anniversary for Czech and Slovak Beckhoff automation. Do you have any wishes for next 10 years, what you would like Beckhoff automation in Czech-Slovak market would look like in the future?
10 years is a quite long period in these dynamic times. I say if they would continue as they have done the past 10 years, this would be perfect. On the other hand, 10 years ago, I also could not imagine how successful it is here. But if they continue what they do, listen to our customers and transfer between what we can offer and what our customers need, this is a perfect way what they do, and they should go on what they have already done.
I would like to thank you for all the wishes for the local market and for all your great answers and inspiration for our listeners. So that was Jens Olaf Brede, the area sales manager at Beckhoff Automation, and it was honor for me to have you in this podcast. So thank you very much to be here.
It was an honor for me as well. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And thank you all to all for listening. And I hope we will see you again very soon. Maybe once again in Czech language, but for today it's all, and I hope you enjoyed some foreign inspiration from Beckhoff Automation, and I would like to make my wishes to this anniversary. You are doing great job and great inspiration for Czech market. Keep doing that. Thanks.